My guest is John Dolman. He is the principal at the Rib Lake Elementary School. Rib Lakes Elementary School has been awarded a Blue Ribbon School Award for 2022. So first, John, explain to us the Blue Ribbon School Award. What is it?
Sure. The Blue Ribbon Award is given to schools with high achievements, and there were 8 schools awarded this award for the state of Wisconsin. And it's either closing the gap or high achievement, and we received it for high achievement.
What was the reaction around the school when everybody found out that they were a Blue Ribbon School Award recipient?
Well, it was of excitement, and people were really encouraged. We've been doing some great things here at Rib Lake Elementary for several years, gotten several state awards for high achievement, and to be nationally recognized is just a really special thing.
Can you tell us, please, about your staff and faculty and some of the things that make them so special? Because certainly this kind of recognition does not come without their dedication and commitment.
Yeah, that's completely true. When we look at this award, it's not just a one-year award. It looks at several different years. And then you get nominated. You have to do an application process that my staff helped write, why we are deserving of the Blue Ribbon School. And then the following year, they even make your students, they take a look at the assessments to see if you would still qualify for that to confirm the award. So staff have worked really hard. One of the things that I really attribute the award to is the growth mindset, not just of the students, but of the staff. They really model that. They grow and they learn, and they're willing to try new things. And the students see that, and they respond really well.
It's a national award. So as I understand it, a group of you went out to Washington, D.C. to receive this award, correct? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So at the beginning of November, the new superintendent, Travis Grubbs, myself, and Kira English, one of our fourth grade teachers, we traveled out to Washington, D.C. to receive the award. Out there, they had an opportunity to go to different events in the conference to be able to continue to learn and grow. And then also they had the, I believe it was 296 schools around the nation, be able to go up and receive the award. And that was just, it was really a time of celebration for all of the schools and all their hard work.
Do you receive a plaque or a banner, or how does that work?
Yeah, that's a great question. We actually got a very nice plaque and then also a flag for the National Blue Ribbon Award.
That is wonderful. So if folks come to visit Rib Lake, the elementary school, they'll be able to see the plaque and the flag, yes?
Absolutely, they will. And wonderful students and staff members that would greet them happily.
So, John, Rib Lake, it's a small school, small community. From small things, though, big things grow, correct?
Absolutely. Actually, when we were there, we were talking with another representative from a different school, and they pointed out, when after they found out we were a small school, rural area, and then when they found out we were a high-achieving school, they said that that's extremely rare. When you look around at all the other schools that got high achievement, most of those schools are from the wealthy suburbs of the cities or the private schools to get that. So you should be really proud of what you've done in your school district, and you have a really special place.
All right. Once again, the Rib Lake Elementary School has been recognized as a National Blue Ribbon School for 2022. So my guest has been the principal at the Rib Lake Elementary School, John Dolman. Thanks so much for taking some time and sharing. And congratulations to you, to your staff and faculty, and to your students on a job well done.
All right. Well, thank you very much.